time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. I think we should just flow in the spirit of the ministration of that choir.
And
just cry to God straight away. Say, Father, fulfill your promises in my life. Fulfill your promises. All those things you say you will do in my life, do them tonight. Fulfill your promises in my life tonight. Oh yes, Father, my body is expecting your glory. My soul is expecting your glory. My spirit is expecting your glory. Father, fulfill your promises in my life tonight. All those things you have promised me, Father, fulfill them tonight. This night, oh Lord, do something special in my life that will show the whole world that I am serving the living God. Everything that I've been crying out to you in my body, my soul, and my spirit, my Lord and my Savior, please satisfy them tonight. Meet all my needs tonight. Please meet all my needs tonight. I just ask you, Lord God Almighty, that you have promised to do in our life, do them tonight. Please, Father, do them tonight. Do them tonight. Oh Lord, do them tonight. Arise, O Lord, on my behalf, arise. Arise, King of Glory, arise. All those things that you have promised me, Father, fulfill them tonight. Fulfill them tonight, my Lord. My body is expecting your glory. My soul is expecting your glory. My spirit is expecting your glory. Please, Father, fulfill your promises. Reach down from heaven, O Lord, and touch me tonight. Meet all my needs tonight, Father, in your own supernatural way. Now let me go home without receiving a touch from you tonight. Please, Father, look down from heaven tonight. Just pay attention to me tonight, Father. Pay special attention to me tonight. Almighty God, pay special attention to me tonight. Stretch forth your mighty hands tonight. And touch me, touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Father, minister to me specially tonight. Oh Lord God Almighty, look down from heaven. Let me receive a special ministration from you tonight. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. Fulfill your promise in my life. Let this night be my night. Let this night be a night I will never forget. Let this night be a night your name will be glorified in my life.
Father, surprise me tonight. Surprise me tonight. Hallelujah, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. There is none holy as the Lord. As the Lord.
There is none beside thee. Neither is there any Lord like our Lord.
magnify his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Let's bless him. Let's worship him. Let's worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am, the Ancient of Days, the Unchangeable Lord. Oh, the Rock of Ages. Let's bless the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come. Let's bless the Almighty God. Let's bless the one whose name is wonderful, the one who is counselor, the one who is mighty God, the one who is everlasting Father, the one who is the Prince of Peace. Let's praise him. Let's praise the Rock of Ages. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be magnified. Let's praise him. Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Oh, yes, Father, we bless your holy name. King of glory, we adore you. We lift you high. We praise you. We worship you. We will forever adore you. What a great God you are. What a marvelous God you are. What a tremendous God you are. We bless you. We adore you. We lift you high. May you forever be glorified. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, the I am that I am. Thank you, the Ancient of Days. Thank you, because all power belongs to you. We love you, Daddy. And we will continue to praise. Oh, yes, may you forever be glorified. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. There's no one like you. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Remo korundrama mashike kite remo korundrama hankashaka. We bless you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We adore you. We bless your name. We lift you high. May you forever be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe enikan be ni lase ale yi.
He asked me to tell you.
Olorun ni ki baba so fun o.
Your days of bondage are over.
Amen.
Awon igba igba igbeko re o ti koja lo.
Father, we just want to bless your name.
Baba abesi oruko mimo yi.
We all combine and we publicly confess.
Gbogbo wa lapa lupo ni gbangba la si wa so bayi.
And we say you are the best.
Eyin lo dara julo.
That you are better than any best.
Eyin lo dara ju eni to dara julo.
You are greater than the greatest.
E to bi ju eni to tobi lo.
You are higher than the highest.
E ga ju eni to ga lo.
You are stronger than the strongest.
E lagbara je en to lagbara julo.
You are richer than the richest.
E loro ju en to loro.
You are older than the oldest.
E si darugo ojojo ju eni to
loro. Glory be to your holy name.
E ko oruko mimo yin.
You are the great deliverer.
Eyin na mi eni to tun ni sile nla.
You are the savior.
Eyin ni olugbala.
You are the healer.
Eyin ni oluwosan.
You are the provider.
Eyin ni olukukubo.
You are the protector.
Eyin lo nda gbogbo ni.
You are the Lord of hosts.
Eyin ni Olorun awon gbogbo.
You have never lost a battle.
E o ti ipadanu ija kankan.
Glory be to your holy name.
Oruko mi mo yin.
Tonight, Father.
Lale yi baba.
Fight for us.
E gba ija waja.
Lord, fight for us.
Oluwa ja fun wa.
Against sickness, fight for us. Against barrenness, fight for us. Against failure, fight for us. Against poverty, fight for us. Against sorrow, fight for us. Against enemies known and unknown, fight for us. Father,
Baba,
tonight,
Lalei.
Let there be deliverance. Let there be holiness. And let us possess our possessions. Thank you, Daddy. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Well, we want to continue with what happens when the heavens open. Because I know my heavens are open. I say I know my heavens are open. I know some of you don't believe, but I know my heavens are open. How do I know my heavens are open? Because God said so. And once he has spoken, it is done. Like I told some people some days ago, this year, don't take God lightly. One of the prophecies he gave concerning the international scene is that this year there will be earthquakes and volcanoes. And that it is intense prayers that will minimize them. In January alone, there have been two massive earthquakes. That had killed hundreds of thousands of people. I told my wife, we better begin to pray. Because these earthquakes are taking place in places we do not expect. Better begin to pray so that one will not happen in Nigeria. But you see, the God who said there will be earthquakes is the God who said, my heavens are open. So if he's correct in one, he must be correct in the other. So I know my heavens are open. Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but my own heavens are open. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. You think this is better? Why, you said so. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
So when heavens are open, then what next? 2 Kings chapter 2. We're going to read from verse 9 to 15. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15. And I will advise you to be on your toes because God says that this is a night somebody is never going to forget. And it came to pass while they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a wild wind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. Tell your neighbor, I will see it tonight. And he cried. Tell your neighbor, I will cry tonight. My father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Tell your neighbor, the garment of shame is not following me home tonight. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. Tell your neighbor, I am going to grab my miracle tonight. And went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to attack my obstacles tonight. And said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Tell your neighbor, I'm going to cry to the God of Elijah tonight. And when he also has smitten the waters, he passed hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Tell your neighbor, I am crossing over tonight. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Tell your neighbor, promotion cometh. I think I finished the sermon. Let somebody give the Lord a big hand. If I don't say anything more now, somebody can conclude the sermon. When the heavens opened unto Elisha, certain things happened to him. Things that should happen to you tonight because your heavens are open. The first thing is, he saw the invisible. He saw horses of fire, chariots of fire. Chariots of fire and horses of fire. He saw the invisible. And tonight you are going to see the invisible in Jesus' name. You may not see angels tonight. You may not see demons tonight. I don't even pray that you will see demons. But you can see into your future. You can see yourself well. You can see yourself prosperous. You can see yourself coming to the next Holy Ghost service in a Rolls Royce. You can see yourself being mightily used of God. You can see into the future. You can see what nobody else can see. When you begin to rejoice as you are going home today, or tomorrow morning rather, some people may not know why you are rejoicing. They won't know that you have seen something coming. They may be looking at you now as you used to be. But you will know deep within you that your tomorrow is going to be alright. You will see yourself as not the fellow they are laughing at now, but as someone they are going to bow down to. You need to see the invisible. And you can see the invisible. Because according to Proverbs 29 verse 18, Proverbs 29 verse 18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. If you don't see yourself
greater than you are now, you are not likely to make provision for your future. When a student begins to write JAMB, or even before writing JAMB, when he begins to fill the form, and they say, what courses do you want to take? And he writes on top, medicine. They say, what is your second choice? He writes medicine. What is your third choice? He writes medicine. You can be sure that boy is going to end up a doctor. He has seen himself as a doctor. So it doesn't matter what else you want to present to him. Say, but engineer is also good. He said, I know. I want to be a doctor. I want you to see yourself tonight as someone who is not going to die in poverty. See yourself as someone the Almighty God will use his hands to raise the dead. When you read Genesis 13, verse 14 to 15, Genesis 13, verse 14 to 15, God spoke to Abraham. He said, look to the right, look to the left, south and north. He said, whatsoever you see, I have given unto you. God says, if you can see it, you can have it. And in Genesis 13, verse 17, Genesis 13, 17, God told Abraham, don't stay where you are. If you stay here, you won't be able to see much. Expand your vision. Walk more to the right, walk more to the left, so you can see more, so you can get more. Expand your vision so that I can expand your coast. You must expand your vision tonight. I have told you before that when in 1979, when I attended Kenneth Hagin camp meeting, and I saw about 17,000 people in one place, I said, oh God, you must do this for me in Nigeria. 17,000 people must gather in my convention. At that time, if I had only 17,100, I would be happy. Then 2 or 3 years later, I went to Korea. I saw Yonggi Cho's church. I saw about almost 500,000 people gathering together in one place. I told God, I don't want 70,000 anymore. If you can do this for Yonggi Cho, you can do it for me. Thank God he's already done that one. And then I kept on expanding my vision. And I began to tell my pastors, in every town, within 5 minutes distance, there must be a church, a Redeemed Christian Church of God. But I've already seen it. Now if you drive through Awolowo Road, count the number of churches there. I just mentioned just one street. But I've already expanded my vision beyond that one. The day I heard that Coca-Cola said that very soon in every home there will be somebody who drinks Coca-Cola in the whole world, I changed my vision. And I have said, in every home in the whole world there must be a member of the Deep Christian Church of God. I have seen it. And God said, if I can see it, I can have it. See yourself prosperous. See yourself healthy. In Genesis 15, verse 1 to 6. Genesis 15, verse 1 to 6. God brought Abraham out at night. He said, look at the stars. Look at them. Open your eyes, see them. He said, can you count them? Abraham said, no, Lord. He said, so shall your children be. All of you who are here, who are barren tonight, see yourself with a baby on the right, with a baby on the left, with a baby at the back. See yourself rich, rich. See yourself healthy. See yourself fruitful. Let somebody shout hallelujah. When you look at 1 Samuel 17, verse 26 to 27. 1 Samuel 17. Verse 26 to 27. You see something interesting here. David came to the battlefront. Goliath came out and began to boast. And David said something. What are they going to give to somebody who killed this man? What does that boy mean? He has already seen Goliath dead. He has already seen himself victorious. He said, before I go and kill him, what are you going to pay me? He has seen victory before he went to battle. Is anybody here today who can see himself victorious? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. When they threw Joseph into the well, he was just laughing there. Because he knew he was not going to die in the well. When they threw him to prison, he couldn't care less. He even told those two people that he was interpreting their dreams to. He said, oh, when you get back to the palace, don't forget me. What's he saying? I have seen myself on the throne. I am not going to die in prison. I know there is somebody here today who is not going to die in sorrow, who is not going to die in sickness, who is not going to die in barrenness. Who is that fellow? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. That was the first thing that happened to Elisha. He saw the invisible. You too must see the invisible. See yourself great. See yourself healthy. See yourself wealthy. See yourself fruitful. See yourself overflowing with the anointing of God. If you can see it, you can have it. The next thing that happened to Elisha, it was that he announced what he saw.
bere o ki gbe o kede ohun tori.
He cried,
o kede ohun tori.
My father,
baba mi.
My father,
baba mi.
The horses of Israel and the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof.
Ekeke Israeli ati awon elesin re.
In other words, he said, I see you.
Oh, what's up? Moriah.
You said, I will get what I want if I see you.
Omi timbale.
He said, I want you to know, not only have I seen you, I am announcing it. I'm telling you what I have seen. You need tonight to announce to God as and to yourself what you have seen. You're going to tell God when the time comes, God, I can see Pastor Adeboye as general overseer of the whole world. You can say to yourself whatever you can see of yourself. I can see myself waving my hand and the dead rising. That's what I can see. I can see myself just sitting down and allowing all my pastors to do the work. I'm announcing what I can see. I have announced this while since
1982.
I am going a step further. I can see it. Just the choir finish ministration and all the lay just begin to jump up to dance. I can see the dead rising before we begin the program at all. I can see that one. And I'm announcing it. Because Romans chapter 10 verse 10. He said, with the heart, man believes. With mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You have to say it. Say what you can see. Say it. Because Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. He said, you can have whatsoever you say. So open your mouth and say it so that God himself will hear. Tell God, I am not going to die. I am going to live and declare the works of God. Because it is written. Psalm 118 verse 17. Psalm 118 verse 17 said, I'm not going to die, I will live. And I am going to be a vessel unto honor in the hand of God. I will be one of those who will spread his name throughout the whole world. The woman with the issue of blood, before she left home, has already seen herself whole. She saw that one clearly. And she announced it to herself and to God. She didn't tell anybody else but God and herself. She said, I am going to see Jesus. I am not going to ask him to pray for me. I'm not going to ask him to lay hands on me. But I know him. I am going to touch the hem of his garment. And I shall be made whole. There's somebody here tonight who is confident before leaving home that tonight is going to be his night. If you are that one, shout hallelujah. The word of God said, you will decree a thing
And it shall be established unto you. I decree to myself that it will be well with me. I decree to myself that I will go from glory to glory. I decree to myself that all those who say I will not reach my goal, some of them will be buried, some of them will be crippled, so that they will see the glory. I decree that I will reach my goal. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. What was the third thing that happened? The mantle of Elijah dropped down. The man was already going with the mantle. He was going. But he heard the boy cry. Hey, my father, my father. You said if I saw you, I will get what I want. I saw you. I'm announcing it. So Elijah said, that is true. You saw me. You even saw the horses of fire and the chariots of fire. So he turned to the one who came to pick him up. I promised that boy that if he could see us, we will give him what he wants. And God said, then drop your mantle. The mantle dropped. It wasn't that he handed it over. It dropped. And tonight, from heaven, miracles will drop on somebody. Victory will drop on somebody. Joy will drop on somebody. Prosperity will drop on somebody. Fruitfulness will drop on somebody. You see, once your heavens are open, you are strategically located for divine droppings. Divine droppings. James chapter 1 verse 17. James 1:17 says, every good and every perfect gift, they come down from above. They drop down from above. So today I'm going to get every good gift, every perfect gift. John said, in John chapter 3 verse 27, John chapter 3 verse 27, he said, no one can receive anything unless he be given to him from above. Those of you who ask for children, don't ask for just any child, ask for a child from the throne room that God drops down. Those of you who are asking for husbands, don't ask for just a husband. Ask for one from the throne room. Those of you asking for prosperity, don't ask for the one that the devil can give. Ask for the blessings of God that make us rich and
honor.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. God said, when you bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so that there is food in his house, he said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you a blessing from heaven down here. In Luke 24 verse 49, Luke 24 verse 49.
Luke ori ekeni dini ogun ese
24.
Luke ori ekeni leni ogun
verse 49.
Ese ikoka dini adota.
Jesus Christ says.
Jesus Christ wipe.
Don't go until you be endued with power from on high. What kind of power do you want? The power that comes from on
high.
Anything that comes from above is clean, pure, divine, everlasting. And that's what somebody is going to get tonight in Jesus' name. So he saw the invisible. He announced it. And something dropped down. Something beautiful dropped down. Something that will make his joy full drop down. Something that is going to make him different from every other sons of the prophet drop down. I know this is my year. And I'm going to be outstanding this year. Anyone will be like that with me? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And a lot of healings are already taking place. I can't stop to mention them. Glory be to God. What is the fourth thing that he did? He rent his clothes. He just took his clothes and tore it into two. Today, God is going to separate somebody from the old. The dress that he wore there, he said, oh, this is a new beginning. He tore the dress. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Everything is going to become new for somebody today. He tore the dress.
Oh, yeah, so
threw it away. Said this is a new beginning. The dress of a servant, I am tearing it. The dress of suffering, I'm tearing it. The dress of shame, I'm tearing it. You know, you remember we used to sing a song. Oba mi mo gba aso iya lara mi o aso iya esu fa aso iya bora mo aso iya emi mi mo gba aso iya lara mi o aso iya esu fa aso iya bora mo aso iya. That song simply said, God has taken the garment of suffering away from me and I won't wear it again. Why must he tear the dress? Because the Bible says you cannot put new wine in an old bottle. It must be new wine in new bottle. New year, new miracles. New year, new successes. New year, new anointing. There must be a change. A separation. Every old evil covenants must be destroyed. Every curse that has been on the family from generation is ending tonight. Before I became born again, oh, I came from a family where when your wife delivers, she must not eat salt for 7 days. No salt, no oil. Poor girl, she had it in like that for 3 good times. First born, second born, third born. Then I became born again. I said, those who want to eat without salt can continue. That curse ends with me. Is anybody here who wants to be free tonight? From every generational curse. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. You know, there was a song I sang here too. Before, because I was the first one to sing it here, they thought I composed it. No, I heard it from somewhere. Emi ati sugbon ayapa 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 latoni lo. Emi ati sugbon ayapa 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 latoni. The way some people are singing it, they are not ready to be separated. If you tell Bot that you are about to be separated and you say so slowly, he will grab you. Let somebody shout hallelujah. What is the fifth thing that happened? He grabbed the mantle. I asked you to give me, you didn't give me, but to drop it, thank you. Whether you handed it over or you drop it on the ground, it is now my own. This year, like the first preacher said, you must possess your possession. God is not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. He will prepare a table before you, but you are the one who will do the eating. When you read 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7, when the axe head fell into the river, Elisha said, where is it? Where did it fall? They showed him. He caught a piece of wood. As soon as his hand touched that piece of wood, that wood became anointed. He threw it into the river. The tree that is supposed to float sank. Touched the iron. Transferred the anointing to the iron. The iron that is supposed to stay down jumped up and began to float. All your miracles that you thought were God, they are going to float this day. Now when the asset got to the top, the Bible says it began to swim. That means your miracle will wait for you today. Then Elisha said, I have done my own. The rest is up to you. That's your asset. If you want it, take it. I'm not the one who will take it for you. God is going to prepare before you this night a table. On the table, salvation, healing, deliverance, joy, prosperity, victory, promotion, but he will not force you to eat. It's up to you now to grab it. And I'm telling you that before I go home tonight, my pocket will overflow with blessings. I remember in those days we used to sing a song.
Don't say I'm singing too many songs. If you see what I can see, you will sing more than I am singing. This is a night I know Adeboye is not going to forget tonight. We used to sing this song. Jesus dabuko sile. Let somebody shout hallelujah. When you read John 11, verse 39 to 44, John 11, 39 to 44, when Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus, he had the power to say to the stone, "Stone, move." But he didn't do that. He told the people there, there are a lot of muscles here. Roll away the stone. If you don't roll away the stone, I'm not going to do what I can do. So they push away the stone. I said, now you've done your own part. Now let me do my own part. Lazarus, come out. The Almighty God is going to bring your miracle to you today. That you will be the one who will first of all take away the stone. And when Lazarus came out, Jesus said to them, you could not raise the dead, I've raised the dead. But you can lose this man. I'm not going to do that for you. You lose him and let him go. You know what that means? Several things. I might not be able to go to all the details. It is your duty to sow. It is the duty of God to make it germinate. Latihu. You cannot make a seed germinate. But you can sow. It is the duty of God to make sure that after the thing has germinated and has brought fruits, it is God who will see to it that the fruit will ripen. But he will not help you to reap. If you don't reap it, it will rot. So you can sow. He will cause it to germinate. He will cause it to bear fruit. And then it will be your duty to reap. You know, I've discovered that many of us, out of ignorance, we have been sowing and we have not been reaping. Why? We thought that the blessing that God is going to bring, we will just sit down at home and it will come. No. If you want to prosper, you must get ready for hard work. This is the year of open heavens. This is the year of prosperity. And this is the year of hard work. Maybe I should illustrate. Years ago, more than 20 years ago, I was a lecturer at the university. I got born again. I had a lot of struggle over the issue of payment of tithe. Because I was a mathematician. 100% is not enough to meet my need. How can 90% be sufficient? How will it happen? It was a struggle. Finally, I surrendered. God, I don't understand you. I don't understand how you could save Adeboye anyway. Because if I were God, I wouldn't save Adeboye. So if you could save me, then I don't understand you. So this idea of me giving you 10% and keeping 9, oh, I don't understand, but I will do it. The very month I started, God spoke to me. I heard with my own ears. You want to prosper, son? I said, of course, daddy. Are you ready for hard work? I said, that's the way I was brought up. The following Monday, my dean called me and said, I heard that you are a very good teacher of mathematics. I said, thank you, sir. He said, I have heard that at Lagos Anglican Girls Grammar School, they need a mathematics teacher. And I've recommended you. You go there. Make sure you don't disappoint me. I was going to say, but I am a lecturer here. How can something say shut your mouth? I go to Lagos Anglican. I am the teacher they say will come here, ma. I said to the principal. He said, how many hours can you give us? I told them the number of hours. He said, we will pay you so much. I thought I was dreaming. What they said they are going to pay me for 6 hours compared to what I'm earning as a lecturer. I said, yes, ma. Within a month, somehow news got around. And I got a phone call from CMS Grammar School. The principal there happened to be somebody I know very well. He said, Aburo,
my junior,
I heard that you are teaching the people in Lagos Anglican Girls. I need somebody here for my HSC. How many hours will you give me? I said, well, so many hours. He said, I will pay you so much. By the time I had those two, my salary had already doubled. And then I have a friend. Some of you probably know him. His name is Professor Adebayo Mokolu. He was a professor of chemistry. He had a school. Somehow he had. He said, you are here and you are going to those places to teach mathematics when my school is in need of a mathematics teacher. How many hours can you give me? I will pay you so much. How many of you want to prosper? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. To open doors. Will you go in? Will you go in? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. He grabbed the mantle. Opportunities will come your way this year. Grab them. Open heavens mean hard work. Because there'll be opportunities here and there. Opportunities. And God is only a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. If you are not ready for hard work, don't expect prosperity from my God. And then Elijah grabbed the mantle. And turn around. And the first thing he saw was Jordan. He said, Jordan, you think you can block my way?
He said, you must be joking. The Bible said, he took the mantle and smote the waters. He didn't part it. It wasn't a gentle touch. He hit it. Today, you are going to attack your obstacles. I said you are going to attack your obstacles. You're going to move your mountains. You're going to say to mountain, mountain, move. Because this is the year. I said this is the year. Or shall I say this is my year? I saw in Ezekiel 37. Verse 1 to 10. Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 10. That's when God took the man of God to the valley of dry bones. And the bones are very dry. And God asked him, Son of man, can these bones live? And he said, Lord, my faith can't handle it. Only thou knowest. God said, all right, thank you for knowing that I know. But can you open your mouth? The son of man said, yes, Lord, I can open my mouth. He said, prophesy. Prophesy to the bones. Tonight, all the dry bones in your life, you are going to prophesy to them. You are going to compel them to leave. I mean, when I read Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, that we spent about 2 years discussing here, there are things there that we couldn't discuss because it was taking too long. God told me, son, until you command your lame to walk, it will sit down there. All those things in your life that should be running, that are crawling, until you command them to get up, they will sit down there. All the miracles you expect that you have arrived by now, and you are still saying, when are they going to come? Until you say miracles wherever you are hiding, I command you, come, they will stay there. And you know Matthew 11 verse 12. He said the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent have taken it by force. I thought I understood that passage until I had somebody interpreting it to Pidgin English. It is then that I got the full meaning. You know what he said? He said, God's kingdom come suffer kata kata. He said, the man way no gri, come take giri giri, take him. Somebody shout hallelujah! Tonight, all my miracles that are hiding anywhere, I am going to take giri giri take out. Let somebody shout hallelujah! I refuse to agree with sorrow. I say I am tired of failure. I'm tired of poverty. I am tired of begging each time I want to do a program for God. I know a lot of things I could do for God. If I have the money, I know what I can do. you use the food. It's not all the money I will use for Pandedi. No. I know a lot of things I could do for God. So somebody asked us to come and conduct Holy Ghost service. And we told him how much it will cost. He said, I didn't know it would cost that much. Oh, so you think this thing goes for free? No. All good things cost money. This microphone is not cheap. No. There are a lot of good things that money can buy. But up to today, I think many of us have been saying, God, where bring it when you think it is okay? But it is written, God's kingdom don't suffer katakata. The man will no grieve. Adeboye will no grieve. Come take giri take out. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Elisha said to Jordan,
Elisha,
I know go agree. Because I just must cross over. I have the mantle now. The power I want is in my hand. But if I stay here, I will be useless. Jordan, I know go agree. Somebody is going to say to sickness tonight, sickness, I know go agree. Somebody is going to say to poverty, no more. I know somebody here tonight. Tonight, as soon as you get home to meet with your husband, you are going to say to barrenness, I know go agree. And when you take Grigiri, take him, whether Jordan likes it or not, Jordan will have to pass. And then finally he did one thing. He called on God. He didn't call on Elijah. That's the problem many of us still have today. Many of you want to call on Adeboye. Oh, if only I can see the Gio. Oh, Gio, come and lay hands on me. Gio is not God. Elisha did not say, where is Elijah? He said, where is the God of Elijah? Tonight you are not going to pray to any human being, you are going to pray to God. The one who promised you in Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He said, call on me and I will answer you. The one who said in John 14 verse 14. John 14 verse 14. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The one who said in Acts chapter 2 verse 21. Acts 2 verse 21. He said, as many as shall call on the Lord shall be saved. The one who said in Psalm 50 verses 14 and 15. Psalm 50 verses 14 and 15. He said, call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. The one who said in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. 1 Peter 2 24. He said, by my side you were already healed. The one who said in 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2. I wish above all things It is in my Bible, it is written there. I wish above all things. Adeboye, I wish above all things that you prosper, that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. The one who said in Luke 11, verse 9 to 13, ask, seek, knock. He said, if you ask, what will happen? When you seek, you shall what? You shall find. When you knock, it shall be opened unto you. He said, if you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be opened unto you. That I've said this one before. The trouble with many of us is that we get to the door. We know that God is inside. But we knock once. We don't hear the answer. Then we leave. That's not the way we do it. If you come to visit somebody and you know the fellow is inside, when you knock the first time and there is no answer, you will knock again, and you will knock again, and you will knock again until the door is open. Particularly when you know that all you need is in the hand of that fellow. Even if I knock and God does not want to answer tonight, and God does not want to answer, I am going to take girigiri knock. I will knock until the door will be open. Tonight is one night when God is going to answer my prayer. Whose prayer again will be answered tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. I can feel the presence of God. I can feel. I can feel Him in a mighty way. So I'm going to stop meanwhile. If God wants, we will continue from there during the next session. I can feel Him. I can feel His presence. And I think He is ready for us. I think He is ready for us. So let me very quickly call on those of you who are not born again. Please don't waste our time tonight. If you know that you too want to enter into the kingdom of God, and you want your sins forgiven, because if you are in sin and you are crying to God, He will hear until that sin is removed. If you are here and you are not born again, don't waste our time tonight. Hurry up quickly now. Come. The Lord is calling you. This is your day of salvation. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. This is your day. Don't wait for anyone at all. This is your day of salvation. Come, 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 come quickly. God is calling you. Come and meet Him. Say, tonight is my night, oh God. I want to surrender my life to you. I want to surrender my life to you. Come quickly. I am going to count up to 10. If you are not here by the time I count 10, I will know you don't want to come. And then we will continue. We will continue without you. So where now? If you know you want to come, particularly those of you who are far away, you better begin to pick up quickly now. Today is the day, today is the day that the Almighty God has made for your salvation. Don't miss this day. Now I'm calling three. If you know you want to come, you
You can come now. Before I count up to 10. If you don't want to come, it's up to you. It is your own headache, not mine. But today, God wants to save your soul. He wants to forgive your sin. This day can be your beginning of new things. Four now. And five. And six. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence. The time when we will beg you to come and give your life to Jesus is gone. If you want to be saved, come now. Six. And seven. And eight. Oh, thank you, my Father. I can feel the presence of God here tonight. The Almighty God is here tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hurry up, hurry up. Those of you who are coming. Those of you who are already sure of your salvation. Please begin to pray for these people. This is the hour of salvation for all of them. And those of you who have come forward, begin to cry to God. Say, Lord, save my soul tonight. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Forgive my sin. I want you to save my soul, Father. That is why I have come. This is my day. I want to enter into your kingdom tonight. I want to come in by force. By force, I want to come into your kingdom. Please save my soul. Forgive my sin. I'm saying bye-bye to the devil tonight. Bye-bye to the devil tonight. I'm saying bye-bye to the devil tonight. Those of you are still coming, hurry up now, because very soon I'll be praying. Very soon I'm about to pray. Oh, call on him and say, Father, save my soul. Save my soul. Save my soul. Lord God Almighty, save my soul tonight. Have mercy on me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me. Wash me in your blood. I have decided for you tonight. And I will not look back. I want to serve you all the days of my life. Have mercy on me, Father. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me tonight. I have come to surrender my life to you. Come to surrender my life. Tired of living a life of sin. I want to live a life of righteousness now. I want to live for Jesus Christ now. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Oh, save my soul, Father. Save my soul, save my soul. Save my soul, Lord God Almighty. Save my soul. Please, Father, save my soul. Cleanse me your blood, Lord. Write my name in the book of life. Please save my soul, Lord. Save my soul. Save my soul. I don't want to live with the devil anymore. No, I want to live with you from now on, Father. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me in your blood. Cleanse me in your blood. Oh, yes, Father, this day, let this day be my own day of salvation. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. Save souls tonight, Father. Every one of them, wrench them from the grip of Satan. Bring them into your kingdom by force, Lord. Let them become yours forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Savior. Save every one of them. Cleanse them in your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God Almighty, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Savior. Let your blood cleanse them from all their sins, Lord. Save every one of them. Cleanse them thoroughly. To the glory of your name. Father, save their soul. Remoko rondeka remoko shata remoko shata.
Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father,
Baba,
I thank you. I thank you for your word. It is written you sent your word and you healed them. And deliver them from all their destructions. Thank you for your word that brought these people to you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
they've come to you now. Receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Sin in their lives, Father. Wash away in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life. And Father,
Baba,
as you have snatched them from Satan, keep them away from Satan forever. Thank you, my Father. Lord, every prayer they shall pray tonight, answer them also in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.